WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt in December? And I'm not just talking about that one epic grocery haul where you actually remembered everything on the list. We're diving into time management today, specifically for those of us who might be wired a little differently. ADHD brains unite. You know how it feels. Starting strong, then suddenly your brain is like, hey, let's alphabetize the spice rack. Before remembering there was even a to-do list in the first place. But listen up, because mastering time management isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about finding strategies that work with your unique brain wiring. It's about setting yourself up for success, not constantly battling against your own awesomely chaotic mind. Think of it like this. Imagine your ADHD brain as a super-powered engine with incredible potential, but maybe needs a custom-made exhaust system to avoid blowing smoke everywhere. That's where these techniques come in. They're your customized exhaust system for getting things done without losing your cool. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 game-changing time management tips that are ADHD approved. 1. Embrace the power of chunking. Ever feel overwhelmed by a giant project? Break it down into bite-sized chunks. Instead of staring down a mountain of work, you're tackling manageable hills. Think of it like your favorite video game. You don't try to conquer the whole kingdom in one go, right? You level up step by step, and that's what chunking does for your brain. It takes the pressure off and makes progress feel more achievable. 2. Timeboxing is your new BFF. This technique involves setting specific time blocks for tasks, like a mini-schedule just for you. Imagine having an appointment with yourself. It's not about scrolling through social media or daydreaming about that delicious pizza, though hey, those are important too. It's about dedicating focused time to getting things done. When the timer goes off, you take a break and move on. This helps create structure and prevents tasks from stretching into an endless loop of procrastination. 3. The magic of visual cues. Our ADHD brains often thrive on visual stimulation. Think color-coded calendars, sticky notes plastered everywhere, but strategically. Or even a giant whiteboard for brainstorming. Visual cues help anchor your thoughts and make tasks more tangible. Plus, there's something incredibly satisfying about checking things off a list. 4. Embrace the power of no. Learning to say no is a superpower, especially when you're trying to manage your time effectively. Saying yes to every request can quickly lead to overwhelm and burnout. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and commitments. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. This one's super important. ADHD often comes with a built-in negativity bias. We tend to focus on what went wrong more than what went right. So, make a conscious effort to acknowledge your accomplishments, even the small ones. Did you complete a chunk of that project? Awesome. Did you finally take out the trash? You're a rock star. Celebrating wins keeps you motivated and reinforces positive behavior. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer with ADHD. She's constantly battling deadlines, but her mind tends to wander like a lost puppy in a playground full of distractions. One day, she decides to try these time management tips. She breaks down her projects into smaller chunks, uses visual cues to track her progress, and learns to politely decline extra work when needed. She even starts celebrating small wins with a little dance party, don't judge. The result? Sarah is less stressed, more productive, and finally feeling like she's in control of her time. She even manages to find time for that much-needed pizza break. Remember, these strategies are not one-size-fits-all. You might need to experiment and find what works best for you. The key is to be kind to yourself, embrace your unique brain wiring, and keep experimenting until you find a system that empowers you to conquer your day. We're all in this together. Let's make time management work for us, not against us. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these tips, and leave a review if you found it helpful. Let me know what strategies have worked for you on social media. I love hearing your stories. Until next time, keep those brains focused and those spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.